Sam Tannenhauser is on. He's the author of Whitaker Chambers, the biography, nominated for a National Book Award. And I got a listener sent me a copy of Richard Nixon's Six Crises, a first edition copy, in which Mr. Nixon wrote that the FBI on December 13th, December 13th, 1948, I believe, or whenever it was, had found the Woodstock typewriter, which was not the case. And it was a misprint, or Nixon claimed that it was a researcher's error. And I simply wanted to ask Sam Tannenhauser
what
if he believed Nixon.
The hell.
And he said, yes, he did.
Does it make? What difference does it make? Who found what when?
Well, because the Hiss people seized on this.
Well, who cares what the Hiss people seized on?
Well,
what difference does it make?
Well, because
you said you promised.
Yeah.
You promised an hour ago,
right?
Almost exactly an hour ago,
right,
that you were going to drop this, that there was one more telephone call and two questions to Sam Tannenhauser, and you were going to drop Whitaker Chambers, Alger Hiss.
Or just reprising what had happened.
Don't reprise this. Don't reprise anything. You said you were going to drop it.
Okay.
Well, drop it then.
I haven't.
You obviously haven't dropped it. You're still waving the damn books around.
I understand that.
You understand? You have driven us crazy with this crap.
Yes.
We're sick of it.
Fine.
They're dead. Whitaker Chambers is dead. Alger Hiss is dead. Richard Nixon is dead. Dead! I wish I were dead! Stop it! Stop it! Stop it now! Stop it! For God's sake, stop!
Okay, fine.
What? Stop it!
Let me just say.
No! Shut up! Jesus! Stop it! Really, I'm begging you, stop it!
Fine! I just was glad to learn that it didn't make any difference. You know, you're right.
I'm scared.
No, okay, I'll stop.
Stop.
That's how many look.
All right, I'm all stop.
Go.
I have mercy. All right, here now.
Top 10, and I continue my courageous battle with prostate cancer. What's wrong?
This is our first day on the Fox Business Network.
More of the world.
Do you have to bring that up on the first day? There are doubtless a lot of people who are tuning in, who are listening to, viewing the Imus in the Morning program for the first time.
Fine.
Why
I'm not doing
would you want to alienate a potential new audience base?
Don't start.
What would be the point of you alienating a lot of people?
I'm not trying.
Everybody knows that you have prostate cancer.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yes.
Headhunters in New Guinea know that you have prostate cancer.
Yes.
Lost tribes in the Amazon know that you have prostate cancer. Why are you doing this? People are starting to have their breakfast. Why do you think people are interested in your urinary tract defects? Nobody is. Nobody cares. Nobody gives a damn. You want to know why nobody cares?
No.
Because you have killed sympathy. Because you have gone on with this crap so long, you have killed sympathy. You have not only killed sympathy for yourself, you've killed sympathy for other cancer patients. You have sissy cancer. Your cancer is never going to harm you in any fatal way. You're going to get killed by something else, probably by somebody around here with a baseball bat, if you don't stop it. And for God's sake, will you eat something? Who eats habanero pepper sandwiches and drinks grape juice out of a sippy cup because of that woman you're married to, Florence Knighton Stupid, or whatever the hell with her Mother Jones cancer book? For God's sake, you've got to stop. Look at yourself. You've lost 1,000 pounds. You look like an anorexic fly rod with a cowboy hat on. For God's sake, stop. We are sick of it. You have no more compassion. And for crying out loud, eat. Get some bacon and eggs and some hash browns. Eat. Stop it. Just stop.
Ha, 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 ha.